Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Terrell?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Terrell. My name is Tyler. I'm the pricing specialist here at Local Splash that handles product details and pricing for the state of Florida. How's your day going?
Good. About yourself?
My day's going well. You know, thank you for asking. I appreciate that. You know, one day closer to Friday, so happy Wednesday to you. I know
yes,
you were
sir.
Speaking
yes, sir.
With...
Well,
thank you. I appreciate that. Absolutely. And I know you were speaking briefly with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did she do a good job explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have your company show up on the front page?
Yes, sir, she did. Yeah, very clear, very transparent. Yes, sir.
Wonderful. Now, she did bring me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you, but before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how the services work or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the price point?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, what other, if I do choose to do this, how does it, you know, that they'll, obviously they'll search instancing and then my name comes up. So at that point, what is a, what other services do you guys provide or how long does it provide? Is it, just, like you said, is it month to month and that's it?
Yeah, so it is on a month per month. The pricing is offered to you on a month per month basis. But we do offer the services with a 2-month verbal agreement to start off with. Okay, but it's not only the first page placement that we do. We do provide you a full package deal that gives you all the tools that Google looks for in order to rank you higher as an individual company. So basically you'll rank above your competitors on the front page. Now, what we do for you inside of this platinum package is it's complete Google local optimization setup. So we get you found and placed as a top recommended option in your local area. This way calls come directly to you and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee like you would normally have to with lead generated services that are out there. And then what we would also provide for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well. Bing is owned by Microsoft, but it's the second largest search engine that consumers use nowadays. And then what we're also going to be providing for you is going to be a website. Now, we can provide you a website. We can build a website for you within 5 business days. They're Google compliant, they're mobile friendly, and they're built for conversion. But on the 5th business day, we send you over an example of how it looks. We don't promote anything blind without getting your approval first. Once we make sure that you're happy with it, we would start attaching it to the listings of Google and Bing. But that's and then also to help your ranking, we're going to be linking you into 60 online directories as well. These are directories that are very popular in your area, but also directories that Google does they index on a day-to-day basis in order to help you rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on like the BetterBusinessBureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then with the website, we can attach those to each of those directory submissions. That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services you offer, they'd be able to call you directly from whatever platform they're doing that search from, and you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead. And then what we also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody, they're doing internet searches from their cell phones and their location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobile optimize the business. That way you appear to show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone, any Android. And we also cover you on all tablets out there. And then to get you found outside of your local area, we would implement ads for you. Now, the Facebook ads, those are going to get you found up to a 50-mile radius if you choose to target that far. But what we also allow you to do with the ads is hand select any city, town, or zip code that you would like to provide your services in. Now, if you don't have a Meta, formerly known as Facebook, then we can provide you with one of those. That's not a problem. Okay, and like I said, it doesn't take any longer than 5 days to get all of these platforms built for you. The other services that we provide for you is we get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if any consumer would go online and they're typing in like fence installation. Now, do you do any type of special fence installation like PVC fence, wrought iron fencing, or is it just kind of like wood fencing, cedar fencing, stuff like that?
Yeah, I do aluminum, wood, stockade, board on board wood, things of that. But yeah, I usually do vinyl, 4-foot aluminum gauge. That's pretty popular up here with a lot of houses that's going up right now. So, aluminum, PVC, vinyl, I would say, and wood is what I usually specialize in.
Perfect. Okay, so if anybody types in like aluminum fencing, board-on-board fencing, cedar fencing, because that's another word for wood, vinyl fence installation, keywords like this, those are going to get you found as a top recommended option on the front page as soon as those phrases or keywords are typed in the search bar. And I say phrases because we get you found for keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody types in like a residential aluminum fence installation, obviously that would be a keyword phrase, or just fencing, that would be a keyword. So keywords like that, when they're typed in the search bar, you'll be found as soon as that happens. But now the pricing, Terrell, we do make it very affordable for you. Now normally without any of the discounts, she wanted me to implement a new in business rate for you, but without any of the discounts implemented, it normally runs at $599 with a $299 programming fee. Normally it's not a cheap service. But what I'm able to do for you today is I'm able to waive the programming fee entirely, and I'm going to reduce the cost all the way down to just $249 flat, implementing a bit over a 50% discount on top of waiving the entire programming fee. And that's out the door. There wouldn't be any other hidden fees involved with that price point. There wouldn't be any other surcharges. And the setup fee, like I said, I'd be waiving that entirely for you.
And that's the thing. I got a lead service already that I'm paying for every month. Well, not every month, but I did a yearly service, and like I literally pay like $300 for every lead that I get. So it's kind of I'll have to see about that, because it would be $249 every month flat.
Yes.
Correct.
It'd be $249 flat each and every month. You'd never have to worry about it going up to the original price or changing on you at all. It remains that discounted rate. It never goes up on you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long do I have to make this decision?
Well, normally it is first come, first serve. The way our phone system works, Terrell, is when I do have a team, they assigned me a team of 30 people today. The Orange Park area is a densely populated area. That's why they gave me a bigger team. So I do have Tara and 29 other people on my team actively looking to fill the fencing category in the area today. So it is on a first come, first serve basis. I mean, what would be holding you back from moving forward with it?
Oh, well, because I have a lead service that literally just charged $350 for the leads that I've already accepted, like last week. So every lead is about like $62. So, and I pay for this service, $149 yearly. But, every lead that I get, I mean, I get over $500 for the leads every month that I can obtain. So like, literally, you know, I paid $340 for the leads that I had last week. So that's just, you know what I'm saying? If I have to continue using that service, I mean, I've already paid for a yearly service. You get what I'm saying? So that's what's really holding me back. You know what I'm saying? Because
are you talking about Home Advisor or Angie's leads?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, understood. Well, we do work with a lot of their clients, Terrell. The reason I ask if it's them is because, you know, our service, we don't lock you into a contract, okay? It is a 2-month verbal agreement, but we don't lock you into a contract because we want to evaluate the services and see if it's a good fit for what you're looking for. Obviously, if you like the services, you would stay with us. But what I'm trying to get at is you do have the capability of putting, if you already paid for those leads and it's said and done with, you do have the capability of going into the app and putting them on hold in order to try this if you wanted to. Obviously, it's up to you completely. But that is what a lot of my clients do, because we do work with a lot of their clients, so they're not nickeled and dimed and paying for each lead while they're trying out our service. They do put them on pause in order to try our services out, because it's not long term.
That's exactly
a 2-month.
Yeah, that's exactly what I've done. I put it on pause yesterday because I'm getting so much work that I can't, you know what I'm saying? So I put it on pause.
Can't take it all on.
Yeah. I mean, you can, and I'm not gonna short myself out. You know what I'm saying? So I put them on pause as of yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I put them on pause for 48 hours, and I'm gonna just keep pushing them back until I get caught up with the. Because I'm at a job site right now. I'm pushing them back until probably like the beginning of July. I'm just gonna keep pushing it back until I get caught up with everything. Because I'm doing like three jobs right now. So, but yeah,
so,
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. We can do it. and see how it works out for me. For $249, so $249 per month, right? Correct?
Correct, and it would never go up or change on you, Terrell. It would stay the same.
All right, no problem.
Okay. Well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. I can definitely tell you that, but in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify information in regards to the company and make sure that we have everything accurate. Okay?
Okay.
Now for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now the number 954-594-4042, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Correct. Yeah, that's my direct line. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then we also need to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. This is what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as 1419 Autumn Pines Drive in Orange Park. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That's my home address right now.
Okay, so if that's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden, but what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions exactly to where you live, of course.
Okay.
And then the zip code out there, just to verify, I have it, is 32065. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then, Terrell, for the account purposes, what's your last name?
Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L.
And do you spell your first name T-E-R-R-E-L-L?
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And then also, what is the best email address to use for you or your business?
My first and last name, T-E-R-R-E-L-L, Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, 52@gmail.com.
52@gmail.com. Perfect. And then what are your hours of operation for the company?
Usually from 9 to 6, Monday through Friday.
9 to 6, Monday through Friday. Perfect. And then what about weekends? Are you closed?
Saturdays, I'm open from, from 7 to 3. And then Sundays, I'm closed completely. I usually do family time on that day, so.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, one day to yourself, absolutely. And for family is important. Okay. And then one more time, you said Monday through Friday. What was the hours of operation Monday through Friday?
9 to 6.
9 to 6. That was right. Okay, perfect. And then also, when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
Correct. Yeah. Cash, cash, checks, money orders, cashier's checks, Apple Square.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All forms accepted.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And then also, Terrell, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email? What would be the best way to reach you?
I think email would be perfect, because usually if I'm on a job site, I really don't answer my phone because it's just loud and stuff like that. Because I usually try to get these fences up, you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. Get out there, get it done. I hear you. Okay, perfect. All righty. And then, Tara put here in the notes that you had an Instagram. Is that the only kind of social media that you have out there, or did you have a Facebook or anything else out there?
No, it's just Instagram right now. I usually don't do Facebook too often, so yeah, I only have Instagram right now.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then also, what I'm doing for you right now, Terrell, is I'm sending you over an email. The email is going to give you two forms of contact. You're going to have my direct phone number that's located at the very bottom of this email. At the very top of the email, you're going to have client support's number. Now, this way, each and every time you try to call in, if you have a question or you need something changed or addressed, you can reach a live client agent. You can reach a live client support agent each and every time you try to call one of these numbers. Okay, that way you bypass the call centers and the automated services that we have here as well. So give me one second here. I'm just making sure it's sent over to you successfully.
Hey, question.
Okay.
What if, because I was talking to your associate prior to that. So usually I'm from Miami, so sometimes I go back home and I do some services down south if they you know, if my one of my relatives passes out my card or something like that, am I able to, so say if I wanted to give you guys a call and say, hey, I'm going to be in Miami for a couple weeks, am I able to change the zip code as to where they, like, say they want to search me? Like, so if I'm down south, okay.
Yeah, you're always able to change or adjust anything at any point in time, and then when you're back in the area that you're in, just let us know that you're back in the area, and we can go ahead and change that back out for you. Okay, that way you're being found in both areas. Okay. And then also, it does show me the email did send over to you successfully, Terrell, so that should be sitting in your inbox here whenever you go ahead and check it. But now the last thing that we would need to do in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming itself, that would be securing the payment at the 249. In order to secure the 249 today, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your business?
Debit card.
Now, does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
One or the other. It just has my name on it.
It just has your name on it. Okay. And normally the card, they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
All right. 4347.
Okay.
6902.
Okay.
4861.
Okay.
9779.
9779. And the expiration month and year?
0626.
And the little code that's on the back?
980.
980. And then is that card connected to the 1419 Auto Pines Drive?
It is.
Okay, I'm just making sure. And then we use what we call a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I do cut out the card completely, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa starting with a 4347-6902-4861-9779. And I have June of 2026 and 980.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now, Terrell, is I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification. Now, if there's a question on here that you don't fully understand or don't agree with, just feel free to stop me right then and there, and I'll address that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you, but it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Imperial Fencing Builders.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Terrell Mitchell, owner and operator.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yes, sir. So basically what the question is asking you is if another company calls you and they offer you some sort of marketing or advertising, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service before you make a decision to move forward with that company that calls you or not, to make sure that you don't double pay, we just ask that you give us a call before moving forward with that other company so we can make sure that you don't double pay for a service that we may already be doing over here. Okay.
Okay, gotcha. Understood.
Perfect. Okay. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That is June 1st, 2022. It's going to be charging the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249 for Platinum Package Service with the website. When the second term is complete, when the second month term is completed, your agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the first, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. As I stated, that rate will never go up or change on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Agree. Yes, sir.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. Terrell, what I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 249. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting the confirmation email sent over to you showing you that 249 came out of your account. But while I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to be setting you up for what we call our client interview. Now, the client interview process, that's where you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and also going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Now, I'm looking at their calendar right now. Give me one second here. Okay, now I do have only 2 more times available. Actually, no, 3 more times available today. Let me know if this time works for you. Right now, I believe it's around 11:37, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I can get you in. How does 1 o'clock, 1 in the afternoon sound?
What other times do you have?
I have a 2 o'clock, and then I also have the latest time that I'd have available today would be a 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock would be better. I'll be done. I'll be wrapping it up at this job site right now.
Okay, perfect. So let me – give me 1 second here. Spots fill it very quickly, so let me go ahead and make sure that doesn't get taken up. Give me 1 second here. All right, and I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, Terrell, and what we're going to do is we're going to strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. I'm excited for you. It's definitely going to be a profitable service for you. Now, just give me 2 more seconds. You are going to be getting an you should have an invoice already sent over to you showing you that $249 came out of your account. And what I'm also going to be doing for you right now is sending you over the calendar invite via email. That way you know it's going to be taking place tomorrow. So give me 1 second, or later today, excuse me. Give me 1 second here. There it is, Terrell Mitchell 52 Gmail. All right, perfect. I just sent you over the calendar invite, so you know that the client interview is going to be taking place today at 4 o'clock your time. And then also, are you able to pull up your emails while I have you on the line?
Yeah, yes, sir. Give me 1 second.
Please.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, you see where it says Local Splash initial invoice?
You've been invited to the following event, Local Splash invoice. Let's see. Is it an attachment or is it just the – hold on, give me 1 second. I'm looking at the calendar of the event. And then.
Give me 1 second here. I'm just – I got to make sure that – I'm going to send it over to you 1 more time, so you might receive it twice. Just give me 1 second here. Give me 2 more seconds. I appreciate your patience, Trell. I'm just getting that sent over to you right now. Okay. I just sent it off, so let me know when you receive that, please. Go ahead and refresh your inbox.
All right.
You should have one that's okay. The payable, the invoice is in processing. The welcome to local splash sent over to you, and the calendar invite. Okay, perfect. You got the other ones as well.
Well, no, I got the welcome home local splash. I got the invitation for the 4 p.m. and then your client support number and.
Okay. So the invoice that's going to be. The invoice that's still in processing right here, it's going to be coming over to you shortly. That just means we're very busy over here. So when you do get the invoice, you're going to be getting, obviously it's going to ping you in, but you're also going to be getting a text message. Now, there's three steps that you need to follow when you do receive the invoice. This way you get your username and your password for your client dashboard. So basically, it's a little link when you receive the invoice. That's about the fifth line down from the top. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. When you click on that little link, it's going to – you got the invoice or you got – you understand the –
Yeah. No, I'm doing what you told me to. I'm pressing click here right now for the
– Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. And then that's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top.
Yep.
Okay, and scroll all the way down for me, and you're going to see about, you see where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters towards the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a little box right underneath that that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the credit card and all the information is true and accurate. You would click that little, check that little box for me, and then you're going to sign your name at the very bottom. Use capitals. It is capital sensitive. Not all of them, just the first and last name, capital. And then also, once you confirm that, that's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password. So let me know when you get to that page, please.
All right, I'm on the page.
Perfect. Now, the username and the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on. Okay, that's going to be the 954-594-4042. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you today during the client interview. That's what my agents are going to be going over with you as well. They create it for you and give it to you during the client interview today at 4. But then when you disconnect with my agent, you're always able to customize the both of them to whatever you want them to be, if you choose to do so. Okay?
Okay.
But that's the only requirement that we do have for you today, Terrell. It just speeds up the client interview process. We do ask that you block off an hour window if possible for the hour, so we don't have to rush through anything. It normally takes about 30 to 45 minutes if you don't have a lot of questions, but we do ask that you do block off the hour window for that interview. But other than that, Terrell, before my agents give you a call this afternoon and we disconnect, did you have any questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, not that right now. I think it's pretty fair and clear. I got something about the website. That'll be created, and then do I need to send you guys my logo, or like how does that work?
Yes, great question, Terrell. So basically, during the client interview, that's where they're going to walking you through on how to getting photos over to us before and afters. If you have any logos, that's when the client interview process that takes place. That's where they send you over the information to send over, and then also they're going to go over with you the keyword content, the service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and also they're going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course, as well. So all that's going to be taking place this afternoon at 4 o'clock your time.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good.
Okay. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to call in. You do have our contact information. We want to make sure that it's working for you. Like I said, we want to make sure it's going to become a long-term marketing solution for your company, Terrell. So just wait for that call this afternoon, and I will get the rest of this ball rolling for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate your time as well. Thank you for your business. You have a great rest of your day.
Yes, sir. You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.